Welcome to the podcast. Today, we're diving into how dynamic NPC personalities could revolutionize gaming. Imagine NPCs that think and feel like real people. Why is this crucial for the future of gaming?
It's huge. The idea that NPCs can exhibit real emotions and adapt their behavior based on past interactions can lead to incredibly immersive experiences for players. This isn't just about gameplay, it's about storytelling.
Exactly. The framework combines psychology, narrative theory, and game theory. It's like giving NPCs a brain and a backstory. How do these components work together?
So each NPC has a state vector that includes traits from models like Ocean and MBTI. This dictates how they react emotionally and socially. It's a sophisticated way to ensure that their behavior feels realistic.
That's fascinating. And what about the common knowledge aspect? How does that play into NPC interactions?
Great question. By modeling common knowledge, NPCs can share information recursively. They know what others know, which allows for realistic rumor dynamics and social coordination, like if they panic or cooperate.
This could really change the gameplay experience. Can you give an example of how this might manifest in a game?
Sure. Picture an RPG where NPCs form relationships with players. If a player helps an NPC, that NPC could develop a friendship and help in future quests, while others might become jealous or hostile. That would add such depth. It's not just about completing quests anymore, it's about navigating social dynamics. What's the takeaway for developers? They should embrace these frameworks to create deeper, more engaging narratives. It allows for emergent gameplay where every choice,